Do you still dream? Do you still have little dreams, big dreams that you want to fulfill? This is what we're talking in this episode.
Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started.
Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the 174th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Welcome, my PR friends. I'm curious to hear you. Do you still have dreams? Are you still dreaming? Anything you want to fulfill that you haven't accomplished yet? Well, maybe you're like me, since the pandemic, well, the world went through so many changes, so many crazy things happening. We're on the verge of an economic recession, and conflicts are really shaking several countries right now, and some human communities worldwide are affected by unspeakable atrocities. So sometimes, you know, we lose sight of our dreams with everything that's happening in the world. But in my opinion, dreaming is so important because it allows human to do three things. The first one, it allows us to survive. It allows us to envision, see what's coming in the future. It's part of the hope, right? So survive, envision, and achieve, realize what we want in our lives. So, of course, it's not uncommon for many of us caught in the work-family cycle. If you have a family, you're busy, you're working a lot, so you lose sight of your dreams. Some of us even stop dreaming altogether. I know it happens once in a while that I stop dreaming. And it's usual. So don't worry, because you can start the dreaming machine again. So what do you do when there's no much mental space? You're so busy, you're exhausted, you're like, I don't have the time to even do everything I should be doing. So where do I find the mental space for dreaming? Well, here's a technique that I love to use. And I really appreciate a technique from James Clear. It's not something I invented. If you don't know this author, he wrote a crazy interesting book that I love. It's called The Atomic Habits, James Clear. And this is what he suggests in his book. Well, tons of things. If you want to learn, techniques, how to really change your life. This is a great book, really, full of tips and studies, really, really interesting. But one of the things that I kept from that book is find the smallest step you can take to move in a new direction. Let's say, for example, you wanted to do yoga this year, and for tons of reasons, you haven't made it and you haven't been able to include it in your schedules, and you can decide, so what's the smallest amount of time I can really set aside for yoga? Maybe it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes of just sitting on your yoga mat. So the technique is do something every day. Let's say you decide, I'm going to do 3 minutes, at least get my yoga carpet out, sit 3 minutes, and then, the next day I might stretch my legs. You see where I'm going? The thing is to just activate your brain in that direction. And very often when I lack inspiration, especially when I have to, create a podcast, and I really have no desire at all to complete a task, this is what I do. I set the timer on my iPhone to 5, 10, 15 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes when I feel that I have more energy than I think. And this technique is always extremely fruitful for me. It works all the time. And I'm so amazed at about what I can write and or accomplish in 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, 30 minutes. This is why, like, let's say you need to move out. You have this crazy big house and you have to pack everything. You just put your timer to 5 minutes and you do one drawer. And you could do that every single day, or you do two in a day. What's the smallest thing you can do? So I encourage you to do the same, to awaken your dream machine. Yes, your wonderful brain. Start with what is possible today. What's the smallest thing you could do, the smallest dream you can do right now or tomorrow? Let's say, for example, you've always wanted to learn about meditation, start meditating, and you haven't had the chance to do it. So maybe you take 5 minutes when you get home and you stay in your car before going home and you look for a podcast on how you can start meditating. Or you just meditate on yourself for 3 minutes and you envision yourself on the most beautiful beach of Bora Bora or Fiji Island, you know, the beach of your dream. And you do that for a week. So this is how you can really start your dream machine again. And a few weeks ago, I started making a list of small and medium dreams that I regularly revisit because I realized that I, you know, some people have this bucket list of dreams and I kind of lost my list, or I don't know, I got lost track of some of the dreams that I had. So I decided to do a new one. And my fiancé is in France right now. So one of my dreams would be to go have dinner with him at Tour d'Argent, you know, a very famous place and, you know, dining place of my, one of my dreams. I would love to go eat there one day. And so it's possible. It's not impossible to achieve that dream. Another dream that I have, even simpler, is have more fun at work and experience more joy. So dreams have powerful engines because simply writing, have more fun at work, provides my brain with a direction. So I'm giving my brain instruction, please help me find, have fun at work. And I take advantage, so how do you do that? So I ask my brain, so give me 2-3 things I could do to have more fun. And one was like really take advantage of my visit to clients, to really enjoy, really pay attention to each of these clients. Sometimes I'm going in their amazing stores. I invite my employees and we have like fun lunch in a luxury store cafe, you know, that we dream to go and we never have the time. Then no, we just have lunch one day and take the time to do it. Sharing is also part of the fun for me. So pleasure of sharing, right? So that's what will gently lead you to bigger dreams. So do you dream of making yourself, like more exposed in 2024, in the next coming year? So what you need to get your products really in the hands of your clients? Maybe you're dreaming or having your voice heard because you have a solution that can help so many people. So you want to get known and be more visible. So you have a PR dream that I want to hear about. So our program at the NATA PR School is precisely for that. It aims to help you achieve your dreams one small step at a time, one little dream after another. So come work with me at the next opening of the doors of the NATA PR School on February 6, 2024. If you listen to this podcast and the doors are closed, get on our list and you will know when is the next time that we will be opening the doors. So hopefully this little PR break is making your dream machine working again. It activates you and gives you this feeling that you need to start dreaming again. And I hope I'm going to hear from you soon. And don't forget, I'm here for you. And more than editing, hope you'll be joining me next week for our next podcast. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list.
You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!